Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome everyone to today's episode. I'm thrilled to have you here. And I'm also excited to introduce you to Scarlett Stanhope. She is the Biz Hippie and she is a money and abundance coach. So I'm excited to hear more about that. So welcome to the show, Scarlett. It's lovely to have you.
Today's episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass, and we'll just keep this real. If tax season brings you anxiety, last-minute scrambling, or that pit in your stomach feeling, it's usually not because you're doing something wrong. It's because you don't have the right system or support. We have a free live masterclass coming up where we're going to talk about how to get organized, reduce stress, and feel more confident about your finances without doing most of the work yourself. So come join us. You can sign up free at lessmathmoremoney.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm super excited for this conversation.
So tell us a little bit about how you became a money and abundance coach, because I don't know about you, but they didn't have that in my school.
Yeah, they didn't have that in mine either. So basically, my background is very much in business management, accounting, and finance. And this really stems back to my childhood being a type A perfectionist, high achiever, workaholic, straight A student. In fact, I was managing restaurants by the time I was 18. I had a staff of 30 people beneath me, all of whom were older than me. And I was really like the strict manager. I also was checking a lot of boxes that said I was successful and doing life right, such as maintaining my 3.9 GPA while working full-time, paying for school entirely out of pocket, having no student loans, no credit card debt, having $30,000 in savings by the time I was 20, and just being somebody who was really smart with money and finances. And then I also started working for a company called Richer Than You Think, which helps individuals and families manage their money and budget, which is where I learned about personal finance. But even though I was like doing life right and was checking all of these boxes, and in many ways, especially with money, was very successful, I was unfulfilled and was just going with the flow of life and was hoping that someday I would cross some magic finish line that told me I'd arrived and then I could start living the life I wanted to live. So at the same time, I was depressed. I was suicidal. I was covered in head-to-toe eczema. I was in a relationship I had no business being in and was just in a toxic life, work, relationship environment. And I hit a pretty harsh rock bottom that woke me up. And I started rediscovering myself, started building trust with myself, and started asking myself, what kind of life do I actually want to live if I set aside these perspectives of money and success that I have been chasing? And so after healing for a couple of years, as soon as I got my bachelor's degree, I took a complete 180 and started my life coaching business. And that's when I just started saying yes to everything that lit me up, becoming a life coach, becoming a Reiki practitioner, becoming a yoga instructor, traveling and attending retreats, and just going all in on what I like to call the hippie side of me. And then about a year into my business, I was having a conversation with someone who was also a coach and was trying to grow her coaching business, who was really struggling with money and finances. And that's when I said, oh, actually, I have a bunch of skill sets to help you with this so that you can feel in control of your money and actually confidently pursue your business. And that's when I brought the biz side, the money, the strategy, the financial management to the table. And this is when I started to combine all of these modalities together. And this is what I do now, is I help people manage their money and be strategic with their finances, but also help them shift their mindset, their belief system, their internal relationship with money, so that when you change your relationship with money from the inside out, you can confidently live the life you want to live without money being the thing holding you back.
I love that. I love that so much, because you're so right. We think of money as it's an emotion. I think I read somewhere that there is no other word in the English language that can drum up so much emotion than the word money.
Yeah. And that's exactly why I love coaching on it, because really the work that I do is a total transformation. You're really developing deep levels of self-trust and self-confidence, and you're really becoming the conscious creator of your life. And you're basically then learning to wield your power to manifest and create and live the life you want to live, but doing it through the lens and the perspective of money is so powerful because money is one of the deepest layers of personal growth and development you can encounter. You can do tons of healing in so many areas of life and yet still have a lot of shame or guilt or fear or stress or stickiness around money. This is because our money ties into our foundational needs of safety and survival. It's also a direct reflection of our relationship to ourselves. Money is a clear mirror. So any beliefs that you have about yourself, the world, all of that's going to show up in your money. And it really ties into our sense of self-worth and deservingness as well, too. So that's why coaching around money is not just powerful to help people like manifest more money, but also because it's a total internal transformation when you do this work too.
Yeah, I love that. So tell us a little bit about the clients that you work with. Do they have any kind of similar characteristics? Are they business owners? Are they stay-at-home moms? Are they of a certain age? Tell us a little bit about who you work with.
Yeah, I love working with entrepreneurs, especially coaches, healers, creatives. And really the biggest factor is I love working with people who want to live lives that they love. They want to break out of unfulfilling patterns and paths. They know that a traditional like 9-to-5 or job isn't right for them. They want to have a bigger impact on the world. They want to serve in a bigger way, and they want to be able to have it all. They want to do the work that they love and support themselves financially in that process. Now, what most of my clients are missing is real control over their finances and also this question in the back of their mind that says, is it really possible to do that? Because we live in a society that promotes what I call the starving artist syndrome, which is a belief of either or. Either we can live the life we want to live or we can make money, but we can't have both. And so a lot of my clients wonder deep down if it's really possible or how they can transition into their business full time, how they can leave an unfulfilling 9-to-5 job, how they can support themselves financially while doing work that they love. And this is where I come in, because I believe that when you transform your relationship with money and learn to master your money and own your worth, this is how you can step into a life of and, where you do love what you do and you're able to pay your bills and live the life you want to live at the same time.
Yeah, that's so great. I bet you work with a lot of women.
I do work with a lot of women. Women are my primary clients. I have worked with a couple of men, and also the work that I do spans across the whole world as well too. I've worked with people in several different countries, so this applies to everybody, but especially women for sure.
Yeah, I don't think that we're taught the same as men, and especially we're getting better, I think, because we have people like you helping us in this generation. But I look back at my parents and they wouldn't have had any concept of money being an emotional thing, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as well too, like there's multiple components to this. One is the emotional and internal side of money, and the other is the tangible money management side. And especially women, and especially entrepreneurs and creatives and like soulful, heart-led entrepreneurs, there's a little bit of a resistance to looking at the numbers, to managing the money, to charging a price point for your services, from accepting that amount of money. And I think this is super common for a lot of people, is the fear and the confusion and the overwhelm of really being in control of your finances. And that is creating a huge gap in these people being able to actually build businesses that support themselves financially.
Yeah, totally. So tell us a little bit about how you work with your clients. I'm guessing you've got a lot of modalities. You've mentioned a few kind of in your back pocket. So do you work with people one-on-one and then kind of pull out your modalities as needed?
This is a great question. Yeah. So I have a signature program. It's called Empowered Abundance. And this is a 6-month group program. I do occasionally take one-on-one clients through the same process, but I love doing it as a group because money is often very shameful. We don't talk about it with a lot of people. So when we bring it out onto the table for everyone in the group to see, that it's in and of itself leads to a lot of powerful transformation and growth to be with other people going through the same journey, and also also to witness other people's money situations and their transformations to money. So I love offering the group container. And then through my 6 months of working with my clients, we touch on both the internal side of money and the tangible side of money. I actually have a course that my clients go through with 25 weeks of exercises and modules. So the whole first component is all about awareness, internal awareness of your relationship with money. What were the primary beliefs, the stories, the narratives that you were taught about not only money, but your self-worth and also the kind of world that you're living in. And we learn to really unbury all of these subconscious limiting beliefs and thought patterns that create this life that you are living in now. And then we get into tangible awareness. So actually getting your finances on paper so that you can see clearly exactly what is happening with your money so that you can then be the one in control of it. Then we tap into the vision. What kind of life do you really want to be living? If money wasn't an issue, what does your most abundant life look like? We tap into that powerfully. I teach my clients how to embody this and like really become the person, become the version of them who is living that life and see their most abundant life as already true now. But then again, we anchor that in with the finances. We map it out financially to see what does that abundant life look like on paper and how can we align your money very strategically in order to bring that vision into reality. And so it's a constant ping pong between the internal side of money and the tangible side of money, healing the present, aligning with your vision, and then taking action to move forward in order to bring that vision to life. And so by the time my clients are done working with me, basically they have learned to use their money as a tool to actually create the life that they want to live. And they have the internal mindset and belief system to back that up as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's funny too, because I've heard this from more than one person that this particular guy I'm thinking of, he was hired for like $5,000 to do like the prime speaker.
A keynote?
Yes, thank you. So he was paid like $5,000 to be a keynote speaker. And there was someone prominent in the audience that he didn't know. And the guy went up to him afterwards and said, you're going to get a call from somebody I know and you're going to charge them $45,000 for the same talk. And he was like, oh my gosh. At first he was like, I can't charge that much. And then he had to switch his mindset around to, well, why not? Mm-hmm. And so it's just so interesting that somebody can do the same thing for $5,000 that somebody else that he could do somewhere else for $45,000. And so, yeah, it's a total mind shift.
Yes, absolutely. And really our whole relationship with money and the flow of money in our life always comes back down to our subconscious mind. In some way or another, like you are the one creating this life that you are living, and therefore you're also creating your financial situation as well. Even if it feels like it's out of your control and it's kind of like, this is just the way it is, there is an internal reality that you have the belief system, you have the perspectives, you have the story and the narrative that is manifesting and creating this life that you are living. But it is just that. It's just a story and it's just a narrative. And we can actually change our story around money, change our perspective, our belief around money, what we're deserving of, what we're capable of, about what we think people are willing to pay for what we're offering, right? These beliefs of like money is evil or bad, or charging or taking money from someone is evil or bad. Like all of that impacts the flow of money in your life, especially as an entrepreneur and a business owner. Because if you have any sense of scarcity or lack, scarcity doesn't sell, and your clients can feel that. And especially when what you're selling is yourself as the offer, like your self-worth and your thoughts about money and your belief system is going to play a huge role in your ability to bring money in, but also the way that you intentionally or unintentionally flow money out of your life.
Yeah, I love that. So give us some examples, if you would, maybe some of your favorite clients or just an amazing transition that a client made. We don't need any names or anything. It's just exciting to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. I have tons of different stories. And when people come to me, they're all in different financial situations as well too. Okay, one client who was really struggling with money and felt like no matter how much she made, it was never enough. She just felt like she was in this constant state of scarcity. And something that I teach my clients is that it's not about the amount of money that you have. It's about your relationship with money. A common belief is that, okay, once I make a certain amount of money, then I'm going to feel different, then my life's going to be better, then I will have arrived at this magic finish line and everything's going to change. But this is often not the case. My clients will make more and more money and still feel exactly exactly the same as they did when they were making less. And vice versa as well, too. So I was working with a client and we were working on her mindset, and she was also learning to manage her money as well. And she came onto a coaching session with me and she said, right now I have less than $10 in my checking account. But in this moment, I feel more abundant than I ever have before because I know more is coming in and I know I have a plan for it and I know I have a strategy for it. And even though she wasn't suddenly manifesting tons of money, that's not this story. But it's such a great piece of evidence that you can feel solid, safe, and abundant no matter how much money that you have. And because she was in that energy of safety and abundance, she started attracting in more new financial opportunities, and she was able to maintain that sense of abundance as opposed to attracting more and more money but still feeling the same scarcity. So that's one story that I absolutely love.
I love that. Yeah. It's so easy to, like you said, think that, oh, when I get to this point, I'll be good. When I get to that point, I'll be good. But that's not always the case. And I do think that there's something to be said for people who use like spending as like retail therapy. And they just think, well, if I just have this, I'll be happy. Or if I just buy that, I'll be happy. And that little dopamine hit doesn't last very long. But I love the fact that you work with them emotionally, but then you also help them with a plan that once that money comes in, what am I going to do with it? Because I think that's also important, because sometimes people will get that money in and then they'll go, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose it. I don't know what to do with it. But here you've got plans for it.
Exactly. And then on the flip side of that as well, too, there was one woman who, when we first started working together, she said she wanted to leave her 9-to-5 job. And then she did leave that 9-to-5 job by the end of our 6 months of working together. So it took her 6 months. She took a big leap of faith on herself. She moved out of her apartment that she had been living in for 10 years. And she started traveling the world and living a completely different life and really beginning her business. And she didn't think that that was possible beforehand. But because we worked on her money and built a financial plan so that she could feel safe and confident in taking that leap of faith, but also we worked on her mindset and her belief system of what was possible for her. And we really opened up the perspectives to see, what kind of life do I actually want to live? What is most important for me? And how can I use my money to actively create that life now? Similar to another client who was in between working, she was currently like taking a sabbatical from work, and then we worked together and looking at what was most important to her and the kind of life that she wanted to live, she determined like, oh, I actually don't need much for me. And what's important to me is spending time with family, having more free time, getting to explore the business that I want to grow, but getting to take my time with it, not needing this financial pressure to grow it or scale it or make tons of money right away. And so she started exploring jobs, but instead of deciding on a full-time job, she found a part-time job that gave her the exact amount of income that she needed to pay her bills and like really live the life that she wanted to live. And then she was able to still have all that free time to focus on other things, growing her business, spending time with family. And so it's interesting because abundance is not just about more. It's about what is most important to you and how do you use your money to create it. And it's very different than this woman's former version of thinking, which just was, I need to make more, I need to hustle, I need to check more boxes, and then someday I can enjoy my life, instead of her starting to enjoy her life now and having her money there to support her.
Yeah, I love that, because you can't wait for forever. You just don't know how long forever is, and it never is forever. It is just for the time being. So I used to work a 9-to-5 many moons ago, and so I know what that feels like. And for some people, it's great. They love it and it totally works for them. A lot of people I worked with did, but it didn't work for me either. I wanted some elbow room, needed some space.
Yeah, totally.
So this has been fantastic, Scarlett. I think you're so inspiring, and I love all the stories about the people that you've worked with and their transformation from what they thought they were into what they now can do. And it's just amazing. So thank you for doing what you do in the world.
Thank you.
So I know there are people listening saying, oh my gosh, I need to know more about her and I need to find out about her program. So what is the best way for them to reach out to you or learn more?
Yep. There are a couple different things. One is, if this conversation interests you and you're looking to transform your relationship with money, I actually have a free quiz where you can discover your money mindset type and then how to work with your money mindset type to shift into abundance faster. So you can get the free quiz quiz on my website, thebizhippie.com/quiz. I also have information about my program up on that website as well. So that's the best step that you can take to start to transform your relationship with money. And then if you want to just connect with me personally as well, you can find me on Instagram at thebizhippie. And you can feel free to send me a DM and let me know what stood out to you from this podcast interview. I always love to hear directly like what stood out, and I'd love to connect.
Fantastic. Now, you said you have your own podcast, don't you? Do you want to tell us what that's called?
Yes, absolutely. I always forget to mention this when I'm on other shows. I do have my own podcast, which dives so much deeper into all these topics. It's called the Empowered and Abundant Podcast. You can find that on all platforms. It's also listed on my website as well.
Excellent. Well, we will put all those links in the show notes below so everybody can reach out to you in different places. And I have one last question for you. If you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
Absolutely. I believe that your money is a tool for manifestation and creation, and that when you are conscious and intentional with your money, it is 100% possible for you to live your most abundant life starting right now, no matter what your financial situation looks like, no matter how much money that you have. And also, when you live an aligned life with your money, and when you wield the power of your money, you actually have a huge impact on the world. Not only is your money a tool for creating your life, it's also a tool for creating this world that we live in. Every decision that you make with your money is creating your life and is creating this world that we're living in right now. So if you could just be 5% more conscious and intentional with your money and start to spend your money in alignment with the kind of world that you want to live in, that's going to make a huge positive impact and a big ripple effect for everybody.
I love that. We didn't even talk about that, but that's so true that you think about how the money that you make and how you feel about it and how people around you are hearing you talk about it, or how you can help them be more positive and get into the right position, and especially if you have kids as well. So Scarlett, you are a wealth of knowledge, and I'm so grateful that you joined me today.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it.
Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.